We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning five lines from the top of Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Toni Rabbi Zakoi Kamei Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Zakoi said over a brisa from Rabbi Yechonon. The brisa goes like this: if someone was zivech v'kiter v'nisech v'shtachava, shal gersa shtachava, behelam achod einoy chayev alachas. If someone shechted, he slaughtered, when he burnt something, and he poured something, and he bowed down to Avodah Zarah, and one behelam echad, he made one mistake. He forgot at one time. He forgot all about Avodah Zarah. Behelam echad means it's one. No one told him in between that, by the way, he did something for Avodah Zarah. The law is you only have one chatas, ain't a chayv ala achas. So he's learning that it's not considered four separate averas. It's considered one big avera of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, you chayv only one chatas. And Rashi says, because it says one hazara loisa of them, and therefore he says that there's one chatas for all of it. Like to bring out the point, which tomorrow is going to bring out soon, like for example, on Shabbos, there says one lav loisasaka malacha. And the still the halacha is, there's 39 malachas. If you do three of them, and you forget that it's, that this is asr, you forget that's bayer's asr, and toichin's asr, and ketzira's asr, you do all three, you chayv three chatas. But here we're saying you only have one chatos for all three. So Rabbi Yechonon says, Amalei, poik toni lebra. He says, that b'risa makes no sense. Send it out of the Beis Medrash. And what's the pshat? Because he held that, we'll see in a second, that he held that you should be chayiv for each one by itself, a separate chatos. Zog to Gemara, Omer Rav Abba, Hodon Rav Zakkai, Machlokes Reis Rabbanon. That the Rav Abba said, there is a shita like that. It's Machlokes Reis Rabbanon. The Tanya learned in a price. So when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, it says, we know the Pasuk in Parashas V'Yakel says, L'Shavar Eish B'chol Moish V'Seichem. And the Shaila is, why did the Torah say that Malacha of Havara, specifically, it said, had a special Pasuk for that. No other Malacha was Eichet to that. So as Machlokes, what the reason for that is. The Tanya, Havara L'Lav Yot, says the Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi says that Tzomim teaches us that even though every other one of the Lamedes Malacha is Chayiv Misa, Havara is only Lav. Rav Nosson Alvar L'Chalik Yotzes is coming to teach us that each lav, which chayv skila, each iser is chayv its own chatos, its own karma chatos. That's what's coming to teach. That's why Havara is singled out to teach us that every single malacha is chayv chatos. So the Gemara explains, L'man de'ama Havara L'lav Yotzes, so hishtach Havara nami lav Yotzes. Now Rashi brings down that from the Gemara later on that it says in the Torah three times hishtach Havara, three times. In the Torah says Shtachavah, Rashi, that's how Megillah brings it down. And once in the Seres Adivris, Lois Shtachavah, Seres Adivris, another time, Lois Shtachavah, El Acher, another time, Lois Shtachavah, Lelehem. It says three times the Isser Shtachavah in the Torah. And one of them is extra. So we'll see what the other two are for in Nav Samach Gimel. One of them is extra. So let's say Machlek is Zokt Rab Abba to explain Rav Zakeh Shita. So here also, Hashtachavon Nami. So if you hold Avar Lav Yotzes, Hashtachavon Nami Lav Yotzes. Lamandim Avar Lachalik Yotzes, Hashtachavon Nami Lachalik Yotzes. So basically, Reb Abba is trying to stick up for Rav Zakeh, saying the price makes sense. It's Machlokes Tanoim. And this price is going according to Rav Yosi, who holds that Havar Lav Yotzes, different to say Hashtachavah Lav Yotzes. If it's Lav Yotzes, you have no Makar to say that you chayiv for each one of the Avodah Zarah, worshipping Avodah Zarah, each one is chayiv its own chatos, because Hashtachavah is not l'chalik yotzes, it's a lav yotzes, and therefore you don't have a car that it's l'chalik. And that's pshat, now b'raisa, it's going according to Rav Yosi. That's what Rav Abba answers. Maskel of Rav Yosef, that you cannot shtel tzu the machloikis of Shabbos to Avodah Zarah. Why? Maskel of Rav Yosef, dilma ad kan l'kom Rav Yosi hosom, havar lav yotzes, the only right you have to say that Havar Lav Yotzes is because you have a different place for Chiluk HaTayis. Dilma Ad Kan L'Kom Rav Yosi also Havar Lav Yotzes the Nafkulei Chiluk Malachos Ma'achas Mehena. Because he learns out the halacha that if you do a bunch of different malachas, you chayv for each one of chatos, he learns it out from somewhere else. That means, the Gemara is asking, the first drasha you go to is L'Chalik Yotzes. And if you have that already, then you go Lav Yotzes. So Rabbi Yosi had a different mekar by Shabbos for lechalak yotzes. The nafkli chalak lochus ma'achas ma'ena. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer. It says by a carbon chatos. The takdom of the carbon chatos says davar al bnei Yisrael leimor nefesh kisechta b'shkagov and kol mitzvois Hashem Hashaloisa Aseno, Va'osa Ma'achas Mehina. So it says, you do one of the mitzvahs you're not supposed to do, Va'osa Ma'achas Mehina, and that parasha goes, and afterwards it says first about a Kohen Gadol, then a Nasi, then it says a Tzibur, and it also says a Yochid. That's how the Pesukim go on, Va'yikra Dalad, Perek Dalad. It keeps on going with that. And the parasha starts off, Va'osa Ma'achas Mehina. Now, Me'achas Mehina has some problems with this pasuk. First, what's Me'achas Mehina? Sheva also Achas Hena. What's Me'achas Mehina? And also, what does it need Achas and Hena? One of those words is extra. So because of that, we're going to dash in both mems, Me'achas and Mehina, and we're also going to dash in both words together as a smichas to each other. In Tanya, Reis Yomer. The pasuk says, Ve'osa Me'achas Mehina. So first of all, Pa'amim Shechayiv Achas Al Kulam. Sometimes you chayiv one chatas on all the malachas. For example, all malachas Shabbos, and Pa'am Shachayv Kol Achas Achas. Sometimes you have each malacha by itself. For Amar Rav Yenison, so I have to explain this. For Amar Rav Yenison, my time Rav Yesi. What's the reason, Rav Yesi? The pasuk says, "Va'osu Ma'achas Mehena." So the drasha works like this: "Va'osu Ma'achas Mehena Achas Me'achas." That's one of the drashas. "Hena Mehena" is another drasha. There's another drasha: "Achas Shehena Vehena Sheachas." And Rav Yenison explains. First Rosh is Achas Shimon Me'achas Shemesh Shimon. Well, Darshan, the word Achas means if you write the name Shimon on Shabbos, Yechayiv. Me'achas, even if you want to write Shimon and you only wrote Shem, you're Sechayiv. Even though you did only Mixas of the Malacha, but since Shem is a name also, Shem Benayach, therefore it's considered a Malacha. But if, by Naftali, if you just write Nun Fei, Rashi says it's not going to be a Malacha because there's no such name as Naf. So, Achas is Shimon, Me'achas is Shem and Shimon. Hena is teaching us the Avos, that's Pashut, the Avos Blachos. Me'hena says Toldos, even on Toldos Yechai V'chatos. Achas Shehena, what does Achas Shehena mean? Because we're dashing also two words together. Achas Shehena means if Zodin Shabbos Shigas Malachos, which means Achas, it's one Lav Shehena, which brings a lot of Chatois. What are a lot of Chatois? If someone remembers it's Shabbos, but he forgot about all the 39 malachas, or he forgot about 10 of the malachas, and he did 10 of them, he's chayiv 10 different chatois. Heino shiachas, which means a lot of averis, which is one chatos, is a case where he knew about all the malachas. If you would have asked him that day, what are the 39 malachas, would have rattled it off to you. But he forgot about Shabbos today. Shiga Shabbos, v'zod the malachas, in that case, only bring one chatos because he forgot it had Shabbos. That is the psukim and the drashas v'osam me'achas mehena. What do you see from here? We learn out from the drasha of Achas Shehena that you chayiv a bunch of chatois. So you have a makar for chiluk chatois. So therefore, Rav Yossi says, when it says, L'savara eish v'chom ha'shtreichem, it's a lav yotzis. Avahacha, but here, that by Avodah Zarah, lo nafkele chiluk malachos meduch tachrit, you don't have a makar for chiluk malachos. So the kuli alma, you should say, everyone should agree, shtachaveh l'chalik yotza, that the shtachaveh is common l'chalik. So the Gemara, this kasha is like this, that you, Rabbi Abba, trying to answer Rabbi Zakkai, saying, it's not a big deal, Rabbi Isaac, it's going to court to Rabbi Yossi. It was lav yotza, therefore you bring one chatas. So that the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yosef asks on Rabbi Abba, it's not true what you're saying, because here, everyone will agree that you use the shtachaveh l'chalik yotzas. Because that Rav Yosi said only the lav yotz, it's only by Shabbos we had lechalik for makar from somewhere else. But here you have no makar for somewhere else, so then the first step will be is to go lechalik yotzis and not lelav yotzis. So the Gemara's kash is that we don't have a teretz, Rav Abba's teretz, Rav Zakkai is not good. Rav Yechon Taka said, throw it out of his radish, which makes sense. But here he's saying that Rav Abba's teretz is not good. Frey to Gemara, what do you mean? I can still learn out lechalik yotzis from somewhere else, and it could still be shver on Rabbi Abba on Rabbi Zakkai, but lemaisa, you could still taina that the chilik of malachas of Rabbi Chavim, you can learn out from the same place, learning out chilik chatoyis of Shabbos. That's the reason why it's kasha. He's going to ask, like Rashi says, this kasha is the Rabbi Abba parah. He says the hinam astitim Rabbi Yosi he d'shtach of alav yotzes, but meanwhile learn out. Like he says, it's really like kashrus like this. That even if you tell me that somehow Rav Abba is going to say that Rav Yosef is always a lav yotzis. That's the first step. But I still not a kasha. I still have a kasha. It's still like upset Rav Zakkai, right? Why? Because why don't you learn out chilik chatoyis from the same place Shabbos does? Just like on Shabbos, even if you hold Avar Lavi, which is what's the halacha, if you do a bunch of malachas, you get the chatz of each one, right? Because you learn from Asa v'achas mehena. So the kash is, also by Avar Yitzchav, learn out from the same, by Asa v'achas mehena. Let's see it inside, where's kasha? The chiluk malacha is the Avar Yitzchav nami, typically v'achas mehena. Why learn from v'achas mehena? The chiluk malacha is of Avar Yitzchav. Now, how does it fit into the words of v'achas mehena? How do you fit it into this, like drasha? Achas zvicha. We know if you shecht for a verizara, you chayv. Me'achas would mean you do one simen. You don't do both simonim. There's a kana and a veshet. There's a windpipe and an ear pipe by the neck. And you only caught one of them. That will be chayv for a verizara. You learn that out from me'achas, mixes achas. Where do you find that simen echad is enough? So, because we found by shame and shimon, shame is a name at least. So Rashi says, because you find by achatas ha'oif, Bifnim, that one simen is chayv. So one darshan me'achas mehena, achas zvicha, me'achas simen echad, heina avos and zivuach kitor nisach eshtach avo. That's the avos and mehena is told us, which is what shova makel fana. Hagi darshan heina mehena. Gidash heina means avos. All those ikker avodas that we do for avodah zarah, that's chayv. And the Toldo will be Shava Makel Lefana. What does that mean? You break a stick in front of it. That's similar to Shechita, and that would be Chayiv also. So Rashi says that it can't be stamped. I break a stick in front of a Varizara, it's going to be Chayiv. It's not really Shechita. So he says, we're talking about Varizara, that you serve it, you worship it really with a stick usually. What you do with the stick, I don't know, you dance with the stick, you do something with that stick. So here, if you take that stick and you break it, then it's similar to Shechita, it'll be a Toldo of Shechita. But if it's avodah zarah, you don't use a stick at all, then breaking a stick would not be avodah zarah. So toldo would mean shava makel for now, which means an avodah zarah that you use a makel for. What would mean achas yehena? Achas yehena would mean, which means one avera that has a bunch of chatayos. We mean zadon avodah zarah. You know about avodah zarah, but shikas avodah, you don't know that ziva chita nisach. All these things are chayiv. You don't know about that, so you're showing a bunch of avodahs. You can chayiv chil chatayos, bunch of chatayos. And heina shi'achas is well, you know what the avodas, but you don't know about avodah zarah. Shugas avodas chav and mezodin avodas. You know about avodas, you don't know about avodah zarah. Now, so what the Gemara's kash is? Why don't we learn out from va'aso ma'achas mehina? Just like learning on Shabbos, that's chiluk chatois. We learn avodah zarah also that's chiluk chatois. Now, the Gemara wants to know by Shabbos we understand what the achas heina is. That means there's two mistakes you can make on Shabbos. One mistake is you can make that you don't know that it's Shabbos. If you got that Shabbos, you think it's Monday. Another mistake you can make is, you know about Shabbos, but you think Shabbos is about eating kugel and liver. You forgot about the Issa Malachas. So there is a way to have the two types of shogigs. Shogig on the Shabbos, shogig on the Chatayis. The Gemara is going to ask, by Avodah Zarah, what are the two shogigim? If you know that there's an Issa to worship Avodah Zarah with shechting and slaughtering and burning and pouring, so and you don't know about Avodah Zarah, how is it possible? You know about the Avodahs, you don't know about Avodah Zarah? So tell you think it's not Avodah Zarah or something like that. You think it's not Avodah Zarah, then it's not Avodah Zarah. You know, that could be Mar's Kasha. Let's try to analyze. How is it possible to have such a thing? So that's what Mar's trying to say back. You're saying you learn from these Pesukim. Chilek Chatoyis. You can't fit it in Chilek Chatoyis. What's a case of Shigas Avodah Chavim? And Zodan Avodah. So it's more, how is Shigas Avodah Chavim? Hechidami. How is it possible to have a Shigas Avodah Chavim? So what must be the case? You know about all the different isser of being worshipped by Avodah Zarah, but you think this thing is a basic nesses. Ikasov a basic nesses is v'shtach v'loy harili v'shvayim. Itak libo l'shvayim. So it's not a problem. Elo the chazan darte. You see a statue with sagale and you bow down to it and you thought it was a regular statue. So someone says ikabla if you makabla Avodah Zarah amazing you itak amazing. It's not even a shayk. And that's the Mara says, and if you have a Kabbalah, it's nothing. It's Liba L'Shemayim also, you're not doing anything. So what is the case of a Shogig on the general part of Avodah Zarah? Elo, Mahava Meyira, which is like this. You know about all this Isurei Avodah Zarah, all the worshipping, Zivei, Chit, and Nisach, you know everything. But you didn't chap, they not allowed to do Avodah Zarah if you're forced. And here, you were forced to do Avodah Zarah, and you didn't know about that. So if it was only one Chatas, because only one Avera of forgetting about Avodah Zarah. But Rava holds you potter when you do at Mahavira. If you're forced to do it by a person, or you love a person, you're doing it for that reason, Rava holds you potter. So Rava Mahavira, what's the case of Shigigas Avodah Zarah? El Radon part of the Gemara. Ella ba'im mutter. You learn out the case was ba'im mutter when he says it's mutter of Avodah. But the ones that ask, if it's mutter of Avodah Zarah, then how can it mean he knows about worshiping and worshiping he knows he's not allowed to do? It has to be ba'im mutter. Has to be everything then. Ella ba'im mutter. Ba'im mutter means he says that it's mutter of Avodah Zarah, not Avodah Zarah. So how can we show you everything? Showing avodah is also. How can we zaza avodah? That's the maros kasha. So it must be teretz is that if you're shaking on everything, you tackle only bring one chatas. Even though you're also shaking all the malachas, since you were shaking on the main thing, you only bring one chatas. But tifshayt the bayim ne rav nachman helim zev zev yod. If you get about both, mau tifshayt nechayv alachas. So be paishet nechayv alachas. Maros holy kasha. But tifshayt you'll be paishet that. So the maros kasha now in the cheshbon is that we asked that still Rabbi Abba, you didn't do anything for Rabbi Zakkai. Rabbi Zakkai says that you have only one chatos. It's not true. Learn atchilat chatos. Even if you're like Rabbi Gracie, the lav yotzes, and it's always lav yotzes. Okay, good. Hishtachav was lav yotzes, not lechalik yotzes. But let's learn out lechalik yotzes from va'aso ma'achas ma'ena. Let that be the makar for lechalik yotzes. And we just explained be'arichas how va'aso ma'achas ma'ena could stim with various chavim me'achas is. Mixas zvicha one simen and mehena means toldos, which means shava makala for now, and that's that. And achas hena and hena achas is if you're zolden of his chavim zolden avoidus shag avoidus you fit it all in. So now up to this point, up to the kasha on Rabbi Abba that the chare chilik hatayis could learn to have also achas mehena. So the Gemara not sure. This pasuk v'achas meina. What do we say? It's in the Hakdama to the parasha of Korban Chatos that's said by Par Koyim Mashiach. It's by Koyim Mashiach, which means a par actually, which is a different type of Chatos. It talks about a nasi, talks about a yachid, a tzibur, a yachid. So we know Avodah Zarah holds it in this different set of rules. So you can't use the ma'achas meina of this parasha for Avodah Zarah. This is not the same parasha. Avodah Zarah's Korban Chatos have a different parasha. Umimotz mukus lahani kroy by Avodah Zarah. Dilo hacha ksiv b'mashiach par. Mashiach brings a par. When Nasi brings a sa'ir instead of a si'ira, brings a sa'ir. V'yachid brings a kisba v'si'ira. V'ilu Avodah Zarah. Tanah we learned this in yesterday's daf. V'shavin shavasi'ira k'yachid. That they all bring all of them. The kai mashiach. When they all bring a si'ira k'yachid. So you can't do that. So v'su loy midi. So you can't say and let's learn out chil chatoyes from there. V'su loy midi. So what happens? What comes out is that Rabbi Zakkai is really shver. Why should we chayiv? But at the end of the day, Rabbi Zakkai is really shver for a different reason. Because why don't you say hashtag avaza lechalak yotzes? At the end of the day, there is a way to answer Rabbi Zakkai. We've seen the Gemara later on from the word loy sa'avdeim. It teaches us there has to be one lav, and that's where chayiv only one chatoyes. Rashi brings down here for some reason. But al kaponim, what's coming out is that the tonis of Rabbi Zakkai, and Rabbi Yechon said put it outside because Lamaisa, you should have lechalak yotzes basically from mishtach ava, because learning out lechalak yotzes from va'asam achas mehina would not work out. But the kasha is from mishtach ava, it should be that since it was singled out, it should teach us that you chayiv everything by itself. And Rabbi Zakkai held not like that. Why? Because he held that loisa of dem is one lav that makes it into one big chatos.